Good morning. Today's
morning.
Little
good morning.
Good morning. Today's ABCD little chabura is Refuah Shleima Yehuda Leib Ben Rachel Leah. May have a complete recovery b'mehira. Okay, the Hashishi, the sixth advantage, right, that we're going to get into a little bit over here, that a person who could literally like print money, you would think, would have the most peaceful, enjoyable, relaxful, amazing, stupendous life. A person with a Baal B'tachon has a sixth advantage over him. He writes, Fashishi Shabal Kimika in Muftuach Mehachaloyim Behamabdin. Shimarivan Alav Simchase Ba'ashray, right? You could have a very rich person, whether he's printing money or he's Elon Musk or he's Donald Trump, whoever, whatever rich guy you want to throw in the mix. If he gets sick, or as someone in his family gets sick, or a myriad of different, chas v'shalom lo aleinu, bad things happen to them, it could kind of ruin the simcha that they have from the ability that they're able to print so much money, right? Even though we think money buys happiness, but if you're stuck in a hospital, or if your kids are running around town and doing things and they're not connected with you, or relationships are horrible, there's a lot of different things in the world that could really ruin your happiness just because you're able to print money. And basically, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving them, nisyonos, and yisurin, that are not allowing him to enjoy what he has in his life. But a Baal B'tachon u'beteach la'Hashem, batuach min ha'madvim u'bechalayim. He's batuach, he's trusts that he's not going to get these sicknesses or these bad things. Ah, what do you mean? There's, tzaddikim who, bad things happen to them all the time, they get sick. What does he mean? Ela al yedei derech ha-kapara or al derech tmura. Whether as it's either through kapara, all challenges that we have in this life is through kapara, or al derech tmura, which is a way to improve your character, to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to improve your midos. Basically, a Baal B'tachon knows that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu do is for the good. When bad things happen, he could turn to many different psukim that we could say, whether it's Kol Rachmana David L'Tavavid, or B'tech B'Hashem Chesir Yisov Avenu, all these different types of psukim, all these things that they bring into their heart, they know that all bad things are either for kapara or improvement of character, basically really to give you a better spot in Olam Haba. And I always like to compare, right, everything in the world, whenever you're trying to learn something or try to get an idea into your heart, it's good to have an example that you could bring it down to real life and try to, so that you could really apply it to your life. So, bad things sometimes happen to us, but only al yedei kapara, only al yedei so that we have a better olam haba, only to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's kind of like, imagine if you're going on vacation, right? You're going to Florida, you're going wherever you're going. You could have two choices. Either you could be very sick the week before the vacation, or a little bit sick on the vacation. Which one would you choose? Pashas, you would choose, I want to be 100% ready to roll on my vacation. I don't want anything to bother me. I'd rather be sick beforehand. Same thing in this world. A person who has a Baal B'tachon knows that everything HaKadosh Baruch does is for the best. Everything is bringing me closer to him, is giving me greater olam haba. I'd rather have some pain and discomfort in this world than any pain and discomfort in the next world on vacation. And there it's supposed to be the greatest vacation. A similar idea or concept, the Beis Halevi brings down a good example, right? Of a person complaining about his life, about his hardships, his nisyonis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, right? There's a famous one, if everyone throws their pekel inside and everyone looks what everyone else is going to deal with, they rather just take their life back. But he says, imagine two sick people, right? Maybe one of them has, cancer, another one has liver disease. Who knows, right? Is the cancer guy going to complain to the doctor that he's not giving him the same medicine as the other guy? No. Would you ever go to the hospital and come ask your doctor, how come you didn't give me the same meds as that guy? Well, the doctor says, you don't have the same illness. I'm not giving you the same treatment. Same thing in this world. You could complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my life has this problem, that issue, and this guy doesn't have. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes, you don't know your neshama. You have a different neshama who needs different kaparas, different things going on to, do your tikkun, to get you closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ways to give you your olam haba. Stop complaining. You don't know. The same way as you wouldn't complain to a doctor, a Baal B'tachon doesn't complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because bottom line, a Baal B'tachon knows that I don't have to feel worried or sad or depressed with life's challenges because everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. One last story. There's a story about the Baal Shem Tov. a couple of his chassidim went over to him and asked him, what does it mean? How could someone actually be happy with a life full of yisurin, with a life full of challenges and hardships? So the story goes of the Baal Shem Tov says, go to Rav Zusha, go check him out. He'll teach you how to be happy with bisameach, with a life of yisurin. So they go and they travel and they meet Rav Zusha. And his, you know, his house is falling apart, his clothes are tattered, there's no food in the fridge. Seems to be a pretty sad and miserable life. And they go over to Rav Zusha and they ask him, the Baal Shem Tov sent us to ask you, how do you be sameach in life with Yisurin? And he starts laughing. The Baal Shem Tov sent to me? I never had any issues with my life at all. I've got no problems. And that's the bottom line. That's the Baal Bitachon. Rav Zusha, right? Even though his, maybe, and apparently his life looked a little bit difficult, but he never experienced any of the Yisurin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him as actual pain and anguish, because he knows everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is for the best. May we be able to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to grow in our bitachon, and when Hashem throws us curves balls, we know that it's really all min hashamayim. It's all for our benefit, and really just use that to get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, grow in our ruchnias. Have a great day. Amen.